What we found is that about 25% of the cancer survivors reported that they had poor physical health quality of life after cancer, and about 10% had poor mental health quality of life.
Was that a big surprise?
Well, this was the first time we actually had numbers like that. But I don't think it's surprising that some cancer survivors aren't doing well. But I think what was more interesting was that there was marked differences amongst the different types of cancer. So we found that women with breast cancer, men with prostate cancer, and men and women with melanoma appeared to be doing pretty well after their cancer. And that's certainly great news for those cancer survivors. But in contrast, survivors of the blood cancers like lymphomas and leukemias and colorectal cancer, cervical cancer, and then some of the cancers that have a shorter survival, such as lung cancer, they really weren't doing as well. And compared to adults their same age, they looked significantly worse.
Do you have any idea what the difference is between the two kinds of cancer and how folks feel afterwards?
Well, I think one way to think about this could be that our investment in certain cancer types has really been paying off. You know, certainly we spend a lot of money on breast cancer research and prostate cancer research. Those are two of the most highly funded cancers. And this could be a sign that we have made a lot of progress in treating those cancers. In contrast, some of the cancers such as lung cancer or even colorectal cancer, even though we have screening for colorectal, we still don't catch as many of those cancers at an early stage as we would like.
So because they present at a later stage, then perhaps they have a more aggressive kind of therapy, and that would be why they would feel worse later.
Certainly, we would expect that. And in fact, we did find some evidence that cancer survivors who reported more aggressive treatment, such as receiving chemotherapy and radiation, did experience more problems after cancer.